Right, I've just done a talk at Barcamp Liverpool about Hacks of the Future. I know there was quite a lot of people, probably 30 or 40 people in the room, and just now I'm talking to Noel and John. And Noel, you had a few comments to make about Hacks of the Future. Do you think there's some potential there for it to be a good model?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting because clearly it's teaching not only about coding, but you can learn many different things. Other skills are required. So, for example, if you are making a game, you will have to learn about physics in order to simulate that game. So, you know, if you have gravity, so you'll have to learn about the inverse square law of gravity, because otherwise the game won't simulate reality. And then you'll have to learn maths, because otherwise you can't learn about Newtonian mechanics. So in there, you just learn, you know, three things besides programming. You learn a bit of maths, you learn a bit of physics, but you learn it for a purpose, you know. So it's quite, I see how children that have played games in the past will be much more excited to try and make their own game. And then when they learn these kind of things, they're learning it for a purpose rather than, oh, this is some pendulum.
Just do it for the sake of it.
Yeah, exactly. It seems it has no purpose. Yeah.
John, have you got a few thoughts about Hack to the Future? Do you think it's potential to help children?
I think it sounds, absolutely fantastic. It's so rewarding to sort of see something come up on the screen which you've programmed yourself, and it gives such an opportunity for self-extension because so much is available on the internet for you to learn. It just requires you to be introduced to it, and these kind of projects provide the introduction, and it'd be really good if at school something like that had been provided to me, because I think I'd have got into computers a lot earlier and probably learned a lot more.
Great, that's one of the key things you picked up on there. It's about trying to provide opportunities so that children earlier on than 18 or 19 can pick up these things. So there are a couple of things that you think should be happening on a day like this that, you know, I think would really make it special. You know, any particular activities or workshops that you think should be available or on the day?
Well, I guess perhaps you could try and games are a good idea, because like what I was saying before, you can learn quite a few things. Perhaps you should, so I guess it's a long-term thing to think about it, but use something like Python or some general-purpose language, which might be a bit more complicated to learn, and you know, it requires a sense of progression, so you can't learn it in 1 hour.
No.
But you learn a lot of concepts through it, and then you can not only do whatever it is that you're doing there, but
show what's
for anything,
possible.
And if you want to learn Ruby, let's say, later on, because the concepts are exactly the same.
Yes, just apply
then,
them.
Yeah, you'll pick it up much quicker than if you had used a much more specific tool, which, you know, it's very domain specific and it's hard to extrapolate.
Now, this event, Hack to the Future, it's going to happen in the northwest of England, just north of Manchester and Liverpool. Do you think, you know, you're from London?
That's the area you're based in, London.
Do you think that it's something that could be successful in London as well?
I don't think it could be successful anywhere.
Right.
I don't think it's objective. To be honest, I don't know how many of these kind of events do exist, and it is quite good that it spreads as far wide as possible.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, you could say, sort of like you were mentioning the BBC Micros and all that kind of programs that the BBC used to have in the 80s, and there's certainly a lot of connection with the industry that developed 15 or so years afterwards.
Sure.
And the people that were doing that in their homes. So
now,
if you have to think more long term. If you want in 20 years to have a larger, high tech, if you like, industry, well, you need people to be motivated, and this is one way of doing it. And also, even if you don't end up doing programming, it teaches you so many things
about
physics and maths.
And
logical thinking, if you want to get the abstraction, that I don't see how you could ever be negative or anything like that.
Well, John and Manuel, thank you very much.